celebrating 40 years of music and ideas. 91.3 KBCS Bellevue, Seattle, a listener-supported public service of Bellevue College. You're about to listen to a segment from our program, Music and Ideas, hosted by Sonia Green.
This is Music and Ideas here on KBCS. Access to art, performances, and performing venues can be hard to come by for community members who may not have the cash but want to put on a show and maybe put out their message. Well, the Seattle Theater Group has changed the game for the summer season. STG opened nights at the Neptune where local groups could apply for a space and a night to perform at the Neptune. Shows picked ranged from a film hosted by the Seattle Latino Film Festival to plays written by homeless and at-risk youth. Today we find out how the series came about and highlight a couple of upcoming performances. Martin Sepulveda from the Seattle Theater Group. He's the program manager and director of the performance event. He's in the studio with me today. Welcome to the show, Martin.
Hey, how's it going?
And also in the studio with me is one of the performers of Spoken Word at the upcoming Ward of the State event at Knights of the Neptune, Malik Gaines. Malik, how are you?
I'm pretty good.
Okay, fantastic. Well, Martin, I'm going to jump right in and start and talk a little bit about Knights of the Neptune. What is it? How did it come about?
Right on. Yeah, Knights of the Neptune is definitely everything that you were just talking about. It's giving access to local groups, nonprofits, artists, and giving them a chance to just show their stuff and get momentum going in their community. We're basically giving them the access to the venue, but also marketing, also a whole crew at the theater, lights, sound, the whole nine. So really cool stuff.
So how did organizations come to find out about it? And then I'm also wondering, you know, what if you're an organization, I'm just trying to think. Well, in Ward of the State, probably a great example. I mean, it's for foster youth, right? But obviously, maybe that's not a space necessarily where you do performance. But do they come up with their own, you know, performances and ideas of what to do? Or does the STG provide any direction as it relates to that?
Basically, we put out a request for proposals, and we had, 30 or 40 groups just come in with all sorts of ideas. But
so it was a selection process.
Yeah, totally. So we went through a big panel of local community advocates of the arts, artists, people that are, you know, heads of institutions, and they went through and graded all those applications and got them back to us. And, you know, guidance was a part of the process, but we really were looking at people that were ready to put on a performance.
Well, speaking of Ward of the State and people ready to put on performance, Malik, I know you're ready to put on performance. I'm going to get to you, though, but I do want to come back to you, though, Martin. Now, I understand that Ward of the State is an event to celebrate foster kids in our region with a lineup of local and national music artists. So can you talk a little bit more about what people can expect to see at Ward of the State?
Yeah, it's an evening of music and inspiration. It's something that we just hope that social workers, kids in foster care, foster parents, anybody can come and just enjoy the inspiration that's coming out of these soul and hip-hop artists.
Let me ask you this, and this is kind of off the cuff, so because I don't see this in my notes anywhere, and I don't know if I was told this, but does any of the money that is – well, this is a free event to the public, right? So there's not really any kind of donations or anything that happen that goes towards any of these organizations during the actual live performance?
No, they're totally free and open to the public, but actually some of the organizations are taking donations.
Okay.
So, yeah. The Ward of State show is actually taking some donations so they can put on a compilation album of all this hip-hop music that inspires kids and send it out to their peers.
Right, very much like the song I was singing from Call Me Ladra, right?
Right.
Yeah, so, okay. So, Malik, I have to turn to you now. So I heard you're ready to perform, and you'll be performing some spoken word at Ward of the State. So I definitely want you to give us a little taste of that. So I'm just getting your mind prepared for that part. But I want to actually ask you a little bit about you personally. I understand you're in the foster care system. Talk a little bit about your experience in the foster care system, if you will.
Well, my experience haven't been too bad. Like, I've got to meet a lot of people, and I've been just taking care of my little brother the whole time. So
what has it meant for you to be a part of a production like Ward of the State? Have you ever been a part of a big production before?
I've done a play once as a kid.
Okay, so this is a little bit of a different kind of feel?
Yeah.
So what has it meant to be able to express yourself in this kind of way?
It feels pretty good because I get to express myself with my own words in my own music.
And what has been the response like when you've been rehearsing or you've kind of given people a little taste of what you can do?
They seem to like it and be very impressed by it.
And what are the things that inspire some of your spoken word? I mean, is it your experiences? Is it, you know, being a big brother? What are some of the ways that you get inspired and get you, you know, taking out a pen and a piece of paper and writing it all down?
My experiences have done much in my music, and being a big brother and a family member and, like, taking care of people and understanding feelings has helped a lot.
And talk about that a little bit, about understanding feelings, because I would, you know, I don't want to make any assumptions about your experience, but when you say that they have inspired your music and understanding feelings, how does, what does understanding feelings mean as it relates to being in foster care and having a little brother, obviously this in foster care with you, and being, you seem like you're a big brother that takes very much responsibility, which is a beautiful thing. But how does that, you know, kind of translate in your music?
It translates in my music by, it like sets the tone for all my music and like puts the emotion in there to help me out to get started.
What would you say to other foster kids, or maybe kids that are new to the system and haven't quite, you know, found their footing yet? What kind of advice would you give them about the system and maybe something that they might be a nugget of advice for them?
They should probably, I started off getting help by my counselor, Essence, so I'd advise talking to your counselor. She'll probably help you out a lot. He'll probably help you out a lot.
Okay, and I do want to mention Treehouse, right? Because Treehouse is the name of the organization that's putting on the Word of the State. That's correct. That's right, Martin.
Yeah, totally. Mm-hmm.
So talk a little bit about Treehouse and what they do.
Yeah, Treehouse is basically the flagship program that takes care of foster care needs in the state. I think they work with like 6,000 youth over the state. With things like education, giving them clothes and access to different opportunities that kind of enrich, you know, growing up.
And talk about your own experience and how you got involved with Treehouse.
Yeah, actually, Treehouse and I go way back. I used to work for them, and I was actually in foster care myself, so they helped me. And, you know, one of the biggest things that ever helped me was getting involved with programs like that where I could connect with other foster kids and just see the fact that there's other people struggling with the same types of issues that I was. So, man, Malik right here, though. He's got it. He really does, you know, work with your counselors, you know, understand your feelings, get it out, and really, you know, be yourself.
I like that. Well, yeah. I want to understand your feelings, so I want to hear some spoken word. Would you give us a little taste, please, Malik?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Whenever you're ready.
All right. So this is a song I call, it started out as a poem, so I named it something like a poem. I've been sitting in this class trying to get my education. I thank God for everyone I'm rolling with, participating in like Drake. That's that shit that drives me crazy. And if I'm who you hate, let it picture me in mind, just keep on blazing. And some days you just fade in and fade out, it could be so outraging. But if you just stop, took the time to think, and see your true potential, it could be so amazing. So just stop. But when you think, just remember the days out can be better than the days in. And just because they don't get those extra numbers, like 5 + 5 is going to be the true reason why they hate 10. And if you're hating, one way or another, you're going to have to let that hate out. Just hope that you're not blinded to the simple fact, like someone brung that mace out and sprayed out. Good thing nothing's permanent, you should hurry up and change routes. Yet in life, there are no do-overs. Have you ever woken in the middle of the night where there is no light and got a small glimpse of your mother and little brother and wish that you could do more? That's what I see, what I dream, what I think. So believe me, all I see are my theories and options when I blink.
Very nicely put. Thank you so much. Thank you, Malik, for sharing that with us. And thank you, Martine, for bringing him in. Now, we're going to continue to talk about some of the other productions at Night at the Neptunes coming up. Next year, we're going to talk to Tay Jung. He's a Tibetan folk and freedom singer-songwriter, currently living in exile in the San Francisco Bay Area. So we're going to be talking about their performance coming up. In fact, I'm going to give our listeners just a little taste of the music that they'll hear with that performance. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Malik. Thank you, Martine.
Thanks a lot. Yeah.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Music from Taejung, Tibetan folk and freedom singer-songwriter. He is joining me in the studio along with Shaezoom Tinky. She's also a performer of song and dance with Taejung, and they are also performing at Knights of the Neptune. So welcoming you all into the studio. Welcome.
Thank you.
Beautiful music, by the way. Beautiful music. So want to find out more about your story. So your performance is coming up on August the 20th in the Night in the Neptune series. So how did you get involved in Tibetan traditional arts?
Well, I'm originally ethnically Tibetan, you know, and my parents escaped Tibet in 1959, and we were refugees in India, and that's where I was sent to Tibetan Performing Arts School, and that's where I got my kind of training and mostly oral traditions, you know, of Tibetan folk and traditional music.
And what made you apply to the Knights of the Neptune series and want to use that as a way to tell your story?
Well, we were organizing a tour, and I approached Senzom's mother, and they are the one who bridged us to, you know, Seattle Theater. And we proposed, and they accepted, and Senzom is my student, so we were all connected, and so that's how we were selected, yeah.
So talk a little bit about the conditions in Tibet now, and how are Tibetans keeping their culture?
Well, you know, they're struggling, you know, it's not very easy, and there's two side of it, political side and then the culture side. I think if you still want to hear some traditional music in Tibet, really want to see Tibet, you have to go in the villages and, you know, far from main cities, because nowadays the cities are becoming very much like any mainland China city, you know. and some of the older kind of Tibetan traditional sort of architectures are being ruined and they are modernized, and we have a lot of issues, you know. Mm-hmm. And politically speaking and human rightsly speaking, we have the Tibetans are kind of, reacting with this kind of sense of nonviolence to others, and there are almost 120 Tibetans have burned, you know, in the last 2 years, and world media sort of doesn't know too much about it because the media is very much controlled. So anyway, it's a very not very happy story there, you know. But I think I can definitely say that the spirit of the people, through their beliefs and through their belief in Dalai Lama and belief and kind of ideas, they keep and myself including, you know, keeping some kind of prayer and dream, you know, of our people.
And through the music as well, I would assume as well, is that one way of also kind of keeping the tradition and the culture alive?
Very much so, yes. And also that's all I know, you know, I'm trained, and so. And I have been in America for the last 25 years, and that's primarily what I have been doing. In the beginning, it was more like an obligation, and then I fell in love with the art, and now I'm intertwined, you know, with the music.
What are some of the messages and themes that you have in your music?
Well, you know, we have, I do a lot of traditional songs, and a lot of the traditional songs has always been this kind of respecting the elders, respecting the earth, and, you know, everything is always sort of attributed, always kind of respected, and then we come down to some kind of, you know, our ordinary business, you know. So there are, you know, songs about how we are, you know, connected with nature and how we should respect it like that. Here in the West, it's a very new thing, you know, but in the ancient countries, you know, like Tibet, it has been done for thousands of years, you know, and now it's not difficult to keep up with that, you know. So that sort of songs, and I have my city love songs, and I have my freedom songs, and I have some, you know, honoring our teachers, you know, Dalai Lama and all, you know, we have some songs like that, yeah.
Okay, well, Shazam, I have to ask you, how did you get involved in the music?
Mostly because of my uncle, but also because I traveled to India when I was younger. And I already heard Tibetan music, and I really enjoyed its unique sound. But particularly when I went to Dharamsala, I just was amazed by all the Tibetan culture that was around the whole city and the art. Fell in love with that, but mostly in South India. Remember, I briefly did Tibetan music, but not a whole lot. I wasn't professionally trained. Remember, my aunt and uncle said they were very proud of me because they just thought I had a good voice, and they thought I should still continue, and because also it's a part of, like, kind of my duty, because sadly, Tibetan music and language is a dying culture, but I would love to continue that. But I remember this one time, there's this festival that happens every year at Hunsor, and remember all the little kids would go and play and want to eat candy. There's this one little corner full of kids, you know, but I would just want to watch the Tibetan singers and dancers and acting, and I was amazed, and I couldn't take my eyes off it. And then when I came back, I...
So how is it performing Tibetan song and dance in the U.S.? How is that received?
Primarily, from what my experiences are, pretty positively. I find music a great way of expressing myself, and it's one of the things that brings me pure happiness that nothing else can really give me.
Oh, pure happiness. That's a beautiful thing. I like pure happiness. Well, speaking of being pure happy, and since it is one of the things that bring you joy, we would love to have an example of what brings you joy. I know you two perform together, so if you could bless us, honor us with a song, we would so much appreciate it.
Sure. I'm going to be playing Damyin, which is a Tibetan folk instrument. And it's a string instrument, and six strings, and the goat skin. And Sinzomin will do a song called Kesanla. Kesanla in Tibetan word means auspicious, or like, you know, when we kind of look at time, we don't look at time as just time. You know, this has a meaning from far beyond, you know, this sort of whatever is happening. So we call it Kesanla. But the song is dedicated to a very famous Tibetan saint called Milarepa, who is close to Saint Francis, kind of person who was very, you know, exploring in nature, loving person. So,
lovely. Okay, well, I feel like now we do have time for one more. If you can give us one more, we have time for one more.
So, this time I'll sing, okay?
So this is another folk tune from Gongbo region, and these songs in kind of a, you know, singing to the mountains, snow mountains, like they are pure and human hearts are pure. Rocky Mountains, human hearts are strong as Rocky Mountains. Singing to the valley of rivers, they are as continuous and, continuous, what would you say, friendship and things like that. So it's called Yunnalemo. Yunnalemo so gasa chone.
Beautiful. Thank you both so much for coming in and sharing your lovely talent with us, Taejung and Shaezoom. Thank you so much. Your show for Peace for Tibet is coming up August the 20th.
Yes.
And then Ward of the State is also coming up. Martine, again, thank you for bringing everyone in and having this discussion with us about Nights at the Neptune. For more information, people can go to stgpresents.org. We also have a link on our website at kbcs.fm.